So I mentioned yesterday, growth and change are what most people strive for in life. You can't help it. It's just built into you. It's kind of what you do. You feel like you want to grow and change, and that's what creates the life you have. And then as we go, we want to kind of level up, so we do it again. We'll talk about that on today's show, how to think about it. And while at some times you may stop and not want to do that, just kind of a pause, just kind of looking around to make sure things are good. We'll talk about that today. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, because life begins when you move. We know that's about, the Stoics used to talk about that, taking action. It's just getting off the couch and doing stuff. We know that. But also, when it gets a little bit challenging, and it will get challenging, and sometimes it takes longer than you expect, it just happens. And sometimes you take a weekend off, or you sleep in, or you get drunk one night, and you can't get done what you want done the next day. That happens, right? It all happens. But how do you continue to move forward when it all happens like that? That's what we're here for, help you do that. My name is Scott Smith. Thank you for stopping by today. Folks have asked me this, Scott, this Operation Reinvention thing that you do, what is that? Well, if you were with me, you've been around for a while as a member, right? So you're probably here last year, the year before that. I do it. I don't do it regularly, but I do it occasionally because I'm kind of wired that way. Essentially, it means that when I get to that point, like yesterday talking the 9-year life cycle, when I get to that point where I want to make change, growth, I want to make more money, I want to get more peace in my life, more time in my life, whatever I want to do. When I get to that point, when I decide to do that, I make it a mission. I turn it into an Operation Reinvention. So in this transformation I've been doing the past couple of weeks, with all the craziness that's been going on, we'll get it going next week. And I hope you'll enjoy us on some of those coaching calls. Maybe you have something you want to change. And that will be the focus of each and every one of those calls. So change. The question is this, why would you want to change anything when things are good? I run into this a lot. You know, growth and change are what most people strive for in their life, even if you don't know that you're doing it. You could be confident and sitting there happy. Everything is good. You think at a point in life, you're just going to stay and chill. And still, every single day, you're going to do something that you grow a little bit. You could be retired. As I look around where I am right now, it's kind of a variety of people here in this this beautiful campground I'm in right now. Some older people, some younger people, some families, it's summer vacation, just a variety of people. But there are people that I know are retired. It looks like they're doing nothing. They're not growing. They've given up on life, by God. But they got Kindles all over the place. They're growing. They're reading. They can't even help it. If you ask them, are you trying to grow? They'll say, I'm just reading a book. Sometimes you don't know we're doing that. It's built into us. We cannot stop it. That's why sometimes you get frustrated when you don't get off your butt and do what you say you want to do. I know. That's Scott Logic in full high gear right there. Fully displayed. We like to drive ourselves. And we drive ourselves early on because when you get out of high school or out of college and you're going to drive yourself and grow and change, you're going to do that and you're going to push yourself to create the amazing, awesome life you have. And you'll get to a point maybe in your first house or your first marriage or your first kids or whatever it happens to be, your first really big job, that time where you're, I made it, here I am. That growth and change is what pushed you there. And as you sit there for a while, you may want to do it again. But sometimes you shouldn't want to do that. Hang on, we'll get there. So in the 15 years I've done this show, in the 25 years I've done this kind of work, I have been producing this Daily Boost a long time and talking to a lot of people, thousands, tens of thousands at this point, many of them one-on-one. All of them were at various stages of change in their life, and most had one goal. I think that's our goal. I think that's why we're here, to be happy. Again, I don't think we think about it every day, do we? But I know you act that way. I know everything you do is to make you happy. That's it. But there's an issue that keeps popping up in all these conversations I've had, some things I've learned. As people go about living and enjoying the life they've built, the natural desire for more growth kicks in. I don't have to put the word growth in there. I could just say more. But in the day and age we live in these days, somebody might get mad at me. I'm a capitalist. I can't help it. Come on. I just believe it's a good thing. More growth kicks in. And people find themselves driving harder and harder and harder without usually thinking about it. And this is a big issue. When I drive around town, when I get out amongst the peoples, man, people are going crazy. They're driving hard. They're pushing hard. They're trying. I know it's been a year of not being able to do that, but still, they're pushing, pushing, pushing. I just think they're just not thinking too much about it. And I know that because I talked to a lot of them on the phone. You can be driving hard and growing toward your passion. That's cool. But let me tell you, most times, it's driving hard about making more money. Now, I'm a big fan of making more money. If you don't have enough money, I think you need to go make some more money. That's fine. Go ahead and drive toward it. And sometimes that's all you can do. Sometimes you can't worry about doing the things you love. You got to worry about feeding the family. Sometimes you just like to make money. You're pushing hard. You got a ton of money and you're pushing more for it. And I'm okay with that. Like I said, I'm a capitalist. That's fine. Go make all the money you want. But let me tell you about my friend. His name is Tom. I was having a conversation with Tom about living a good life. This topic. And how hard people work to mess up a good thing. And we're like going on and on about this. It was probably over a glass of wine at some point. I think it was actually after an event. That's when he had a great question. He said, when life is good, why would you do something else only to make more money? When life is good, why would you do something else only to make more money? It's okay to do it, but just for that? No. In fact, you'll find that most people who finally get to a place of happiness in their life, they're not looking for that. They're looking for contribution, for legacy. They're looking beyond that, living a purpose in life. They don't go out just to make more money for anything. And the sooner you learn that lesson, aside from feeding yourself, once you get those basics covered, once you get a general life that you like, once you're okay, there's never a reason just to go after the money. There should be something else behind it. Because life is good, right? And why would you do something else just to make more money? Like I said, it's not saying making money is not a good thing. It's a very good thing, and you should do it. But there always has to be more behind it to give you that drive that you really want to have and that feeling of contribution, the feeling of really growing. It's important to make sure you focus on what is right in front of you and remain balanced and happy as you grow. The happiest people in the world know that. Remain balanced and happy as they grow. You're a human. And humans have a very powerful force within them to grow at any cost. Sometimes that costs them in ways they never see coming, both good and bad. I see it all the time. Listen, there's no doubt that more money and growing and getting the things you want is exactly what you need to be doing. But it is that balance that makes all the difference in the world. And I will tell you this. I have seen many, many a folk have the world right at their doorstep. They've got the house, they've got the cars, they've got the family, they've got the happiness, they got the money in the bank, they got the vacations, they got everything. They get out of bed every single day and they just go for more dough. Eventually, all that other stuff, it'll fall apart. It just goes away. It just happens. And then where are you? So whatever you're going to do today, I want you to go out there and say, hey, listen, it's okay. I want to grow. I want to push myself forward. If everything is good, why would I do anything just to make money? The answer is you shouldn't. You should find a way to put more meaning into it. When you do that, life gets very, very satisfying. I'm not going to say it's easy. Sometimes it's harder. What I'm doing right now, this traveling, this entire thing that I'm doing is it's testing in many, many ways relationships and timing and energy and everything because it is a huge transition. And it is not for the money. At the same time, I know full well that if I do this well, it will lead to that in a great way. But it is that money that has provided the ability to do this. Okay, tomorrow, choosing to thrive. I want you to thrive like crazy in this world. And you should. Remember Friday's show, there is always another chance. Always. It's a do-over day. That's on Friday, here on The Daily Boost.